Welcome to Animal Concerns of Texas, ACT Radio. I'm Greg Lawson.
I'm Tom Linney.
And I'm Liz Walsh.
Here on ACT, we talk about how we humans relate to other animals.
We talk about how we use them for food, clothing, and entertainment, and how there are humane alternatives to these practices.
And we also discuss why a plant-based diet is healthiest for humans and the best thing one can do for the environment.
So if you're concerned about your health, if you're concerned about the environment, if you're concerned about the way animals are treated, stay with us for Animal Concerns of Texas.
Coming up on today's show, we feature a conversation with the Reverend Lauren Lisa Ng. She's an ordained minister, blogger, and powerful community activist. That's a little later in the show, but first some news.
For the fourth time in less than a year, the animal advocacy group Mercy for Animals has filmed graphic video showing inhumane treatment of chickens grown by America's biggest poultry producer, Tyson Foods. The new video from Mercy for Animals was filmed at a Tyson contract farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee, and shows images of deformed birds, filthy conditions, and sickly chickens that are bred so fast they are unable to carry their own weight. In a press release, Matt Rice, the director of investigations for Mercy for Animals, said, "I think the industry is starting to learn that it's going to cost more to continue to abuse animals as consumers learn about these cruel practices and act accordingly in what they choose to purchase at stores and restaurants." The footage of the Lewisburg farm is the latest in a push by animal rights and social justice groups that are trying to pressure the poultry industry to make changes in how they treat workers and breed and process some of the 8 billion chickens that are consumed by Americans each year. Last month, the social justice group Oxfam America published a report stating that workers at Tyson Foods, Pilgrim's Pride, and Purdue are routinely denied bathroom breaks at America's largest poultry processing plants, leading some workers to wear diapers on the processing line. The new video released in late May by Mercy for Animals shows sickly birds covered in fecal matter, dying birds covered in insects, and a front-end loader scooping up hundreds of dead birds and dropping them into a dumpster. The video was filmed by a Mercy for Animals investigator who was able to get a job at the Lewisburg farm in March, April, and May. Last October, Tyson fired two employees who worked at a Mississippi processing plant after Mercy for Animals released video that showed the company's slaughterhouse workers punching, throwing, and pulling the heads off live chickens. Two contract farmers in Tennessee pleaded guilty to misdemeanor animal cruelty after Mercy for Animals published video in August that showed the operators clubbing small and sickly chickens to death. Animal agriculture spokespeople always say that such occurrences are isolated incidents, but unfortunately, they are not. They are routine practices. Please don't contribute to animal suffering. Consider adopting a plant-based diet.
Santa Cruz Biotechnology will pay an unprecedented penalty, $3.5 million, for animal welfare violations in a settlement reached earlier this month with the United States Department of Agriculture, or USDA, and their Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, APHIS. The settlement comes as the Animal Legal Defense Fund continues to litigate its groundbreaking lawsuit against the company, filed on behalf of Stop Animal Exploitation Now in January 2013. It's the first lawsuit against an animal research facility under California's state cruelty law and unfair competition law. The Animal Legal Defense Fund and Stop Animal Exploitation Now are the only animal protection organizations to have sued the company. APHIS filed complaints against Santa Cruz Biotechnology in 2012 and again in 2014 and 2015 after the ALDF filed suit for allegedly failing to maintain the basic standards of the Federal Animal Welfare Act on multiple occasions, including overdrawing blood from sick animals and denying veterinary treatment to critically ill animals suffering from bites and tumors. The settlement also revokes the facility's dealer license and cancels its registration as a research facility, meaning the company can no longer use animals regulated by the Animal Welfare Act. Unfortunately, the Animal Welfare Act exempts mice, rats, birds, and cold-blooded animals from its protections. So it is possible that Santa Cruz Biotechnology will continue operating an antibody production facility that exploits these animals, dodging USDA oversight. The California Court of Appeal recently heard oral argument in ALDF's appeal of the dismissal of the 2013 lawsuit. The appeal urges the Court of Appeal to reinstate the case, notwithstanding the USDA's federal action against Santa Cruz Biotechnology, because the state animal cruelty laws apply to all animals, including those that the Animal Welfare Act excludes. Thus, this lawsuit under state law becomes especially significant in Santa Cruz Biotechnology intends to continue producing antibodies from mice, rats, and cold-blooded animals, as it would be the only remaining bulwark against Santa Cruz Biotechnology's callous cruelty to animals left out of federal law. A ruling from the Court of Appeals is expected within the next few months.
The Center for Biological Diversity recently released its new Extinction Facts labels, illustrating the extreme environmental costs of the most popular items in the American diet, hamburgers, chicken breasts, and bacon. Americans consume more than 50 billion pounds of meat per year, four times the global average. This meat-heavy menu comes with high costs in carbon emissions, water pollution, and habitat loss, impacts that were left out of the latest federal dietary guidelines despite support from experts and the public. Designed in the style of the Food and Drug Administration's nutrition labels, Extinction Facts labels, and the information that accompanies them crunch the numbers to help consumers understand the environmental impacts of popular meat products. The labels share the effects of each serving as well as the total consumption in the U.S. For example, Americans eat an average of 3 hamburgers per person per week, which cumulatively requires more than 21 trillion gallons of water to produce. Americans also eat enough chicken to destroy 12.4 million acres of wildlife habitat, the equivalent of 12 million football fields. And American bacon consumption comes at the cost of 331 billion pounds of pig manure, which could fill more than 60,000 Olympic swimming pools. The average American diet includes 55 pounds of beef, 83 pounds of chicken, and 46 pounds of pork per year. That's an aggregate total of 24 million pounds of hamburger, 29.1 billion pounds of chicken, and 1 billion pounds of bacon. In light of this data, the center sent a letter to the U.S. Department of Agriculture in late April, urging the agency not to ignore the environmental footprint of America's high meat consumption. The USDA declined to include the data on sustainability in their 2015-2020 dietary guidelines, even though doing so was recommended by its own scientific advisory committee, which found that a primarily plant-based diet is healthier and associated with less environmental impact than the current American diet. In an October 2015 agency blog post, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack defended this decision and stated that the guidelines were not the appropriate vehicle to address policy positions on sustainability. The center's Take Your Extinction Off Your Plate was launched in 2014 as part of their Population and Sustainability Program and features information about the impact of meat consumption on wildlife, the climate, habitat, water, and land. It also includes resources to help people adopt an earth-friendly diet and a pledge asking people to commit to reducing their meat consumption. To learn more, go to www.biologicaldiversity.org.
Coming up next is a conversation with Lauren Ng. She's an ordained minister and completed her master's thesis on the topic of animal theology, a Christian theology of compassion for animals. Lauren is also the blogger behind One Happy Table, a vegan recipe blog. That's next on ACT Radio.